This is WCNO, Palm City.
Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, Ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life truth, Ministries with your host, evil, Paul Nisan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah Life Ministries.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Nisan with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me again this week for another show. And I'm really excited that you decided on today, whether it was on purpose or by accident, that you're listening to this program. And this program is based on the ministry called Torah Life Ministries. And Torah is the instructions or the guidelines, or even better, the will of our Creator, Yahweh. And He's given us these guidelines and instructions to help us along the way. And these guidelines and instructions are found in the Bible, the complete Bible. Not one book, not one verse, but the complete Bible from the beginning to the end. And the first five books of the Bible is known as the instructions because the majority of everything our Creator has given us to know for our lifestyles and how to live is found within those first five books. That's why it's called the Torah. You could look at it as a house, and the Torah is the foundation for that house. So your spiritual walk with our wonderful Messiah is a blessed thing, that He died for us, that by His blood we are saved, not by works, not by doing something, but He's given us this amazing gift and this amazing treasure map of His Word. And in that is His instructions in how He would desire for us to live our lives so we can achieve His plan for us. And He says in His Word, my plan is for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. It also goes on to say in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to live so they can have life. So basically He's saying everyone that seeks to my words is a future and a hope. And even if you don't seek to my words, there's always a future and a hope because your heart can change. And He wants your heart to change. He wants your eyes to be opened, and He wants your heart to be opened. And that's what we talk about here in Torah Life Ministries. Now, the church today has deceived many people into believing that the Bible is two separate books. It's not one book. And I have many people convinced that the Old Testament or the original covenant is for Jewish people only, and the New Testament is for Christians only. And that is couldn't be farther from the truth, folks. And it's one book. And we discussed that on the show previously. And it's for everybody. And He says the beginning to the end. And that is what Yeshua is. You know, it's the history book. And when you say history, it's His story. The story of our wonderful Messiah. If you take out the original covenant or the Old Testament, there is no Messiah. There's no such thing. There was a beginning. There was a creator. And there was a process. And there was a reason we needed Him. We do not need a Messiah if there's no original covenant or Old Testament. Because another way was presented to us back then that we could not achieve. And once we knew that we couldn't achieve that, only then could we appreciate Messiah and what He's done for us. And only then did our Creator give Him to us, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, to say, I've given you a better way. A better way. Well, a better way from what? From the way things were. Now, take it. He didn't say a new way. He said a renewed way. You see, many translations have that mixed up. In Jeremiah, when it says, I give you a new covenant. No, what it really says is, I give you a renewed covenant. So if you have an old car that's sitting in some garage somewhere, and at one time it was a beautiful thing, but now it's just got rusty and messed up and it's dusty and everything. And then all of a sudden somebody buys that garage and they find that car and they want to restore that car to its original beauty, to the original purpose of that car. So they open up that garage, and for the first time that car is seeing sunlight, and sunlight's hitting that car, but the car's a mess. The car is not what it was meant to be. So you come in there and you get people with experience to take out the rust, to clean it up, to fix it, to get it running, and get it to its original purpose and its original glory and its original beauty. And that's what Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, has done. He has brought us back to the original plan of our Creator, the original covenant that He wanted us to follow that we got away from. And He's helped us get there. But folks, rest assured, if you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, and you think you can go keep living your life as before you knew Him, it can't be done. You're only fooling yourself. When you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, something is supposed to happen. Your heart is supposed to change. And you are to love what he loves and hate what he hates. That's it. And you can no longer love the things you once loved before you were a believer. The Bible says that there's a narrow path and there's a wide path. And that narrow path, it says only few will find. Because what happens on that narrow path is you have to take responsibility for your health, for your life, for your well-being, for your happiness, for your joy. And there are consequences on every single level if you do not follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and you desire to do it your own way. It says in the Bible there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. But it also says do not lean on your own understanding, trust in Him and let Him direct your paths. So we, and the path that we take is this path of unrighteousness on this wide road that the world takes, that many find. But then there's this narrow path that only few find. And this narrow path is the path of righteousness, living right according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And as we're on this narrow path, it leads us to a narrow gate that only few will find. Folks, that narrow gate is a true relationship with Yeshua, and not the false relationship that Christianity today presents in saying, oh, you could just say a couple of words and you're saved and you're in and everything's fine. No, folks. Something has to happen. When you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, when you accept Him, that is not the end of your story. That is not the end of your walk. That is the beginning. And you have so much to do, to learn, to live by, to follow. It is a love story. And when you accept, you can only accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, if you are in love with Him. And if you are in love with somebody, you want to know everything that person wants you to do. You want to know everything that will make that person happy. And you'll do it regardless of what the world says. Regardless of what anyone says, you will do it because that's what love is. And if you truly love Yeshua, the Messiah, the one they call Jesus, you will have no problems, no excuses to not to follow His word, His guidelines and instructions. Don't get confused. It says in the scriptures, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I'm going to tell you something now that many Christians listening might not understand. His commandments are not some things that He made up later on in life. Yeshua is Yahweh. The one they call Jesus is God in the flesh. And His commandments are the same exact commandments that our wonderful Creator gave Moses in the original covenant. They weren't changed. And it's the same thing as it says in the original covenant. Do not add or take away from my statutes. Do not add or take away. There even says in Exodus, it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, if you stick to all my statutes, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. It goes on to say in the scriptures, you will be blessed abundantly if you follow my instructions. You see, folks, we have to take an action. We got to do something. It says, hear my words and do them. We can't just sit back and wait for things to happen. We have to understand that this is a whole new life when we accept Yeshua. And there are many people you might be driving right now, listen to this, and there are many other people out there that have made a confession with their lips that Yeshua is Messiah, but their actions are not following it up. They are practicing and living against the guidelines and instructions. Many of them are deceived to believe that's okay because that's what many of the churches teaches, but many of them know it's not okay, but they continue to do it. And there are moral laws of this world that people will follow because they are part of this world. But the laws and the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator go against what the world says many times. But because the world's not doing these things, many people are choosing a wide path and they don't want to do that. So they're pleasing the world, but they're not pleasing our Creator in many ways. Well, I will explain to you that the guidelines and instructions of our Creator supersede what the world says is right or wrong. The morality of what the scriptures call moral is more important than the morality of what the world calls moral. And we could see very clearly in today's times what the world is calling moral and okay and good, the scriptures call evil. And vice versa. What the scriptures call good, the world calls evil. And it says in the scriptures, shame to you, those that call good evil and evil good. We need to be careful because our salvation is on the line. Now, I am not here to judge anyone's salvation. That's between you and our Creator. But I am here to tell you as a watchman what the scriptures say that many people seem to have missed based on their actions. And then you have a choice. Now, it's very easy to convince somebody to do something they want to do because they want to do it. It's not difficult. But to try to explain to somebody they have to live against a way that the flesh wants to live and desires to live is a little bit more challenging. It is not my job, my responsibility, or my desire to convince or persuade anyone that they should be living against how they think they should be living. It is my job, responsibility, and desire to tell people what scriptures say about how we should be living and whose laws, whose guidelines, and whose instructions we need to be following and whose laws, whose guidelines, and whose instructions take priority over others. And that is my goal here. And my goal is to let you know that the church is giving people an excuse to live in sin, telling people it's okay to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, telling people some of the things our Creator called evil is okay now and is good, and going against Scripture completely, going against everything the Scriptures say is righteousness in many different areas. Some of the things the Scriptures call an abomination and says is a stonable offense. The church today will say, well, that was back then. Today it's okay. The scriptures said you are to keep these guidelines and statutes throughout all your generations. How do you mistranslate the word all? And how do you mistranslate the word keep? And how do you mistranslate the word do them? Well, we don't mistranslate them, folks. What happens is the church and people teach us to appease our flesh more than we want to appease our Creator. And that's what's happening here. So you had a whole bunch of people, and the tribe of Judah is one of the tribes of Israel. There are other tribes, but you have a whole bunch of people, not just Jewish people, but Israel, that are living according to what they believe is the Creator's guidelines and instructions and found in the Bible. But then you have a man-made system of the rabbis and the sages, the Pharisees. They come in and they corrupt it. So when the Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions, they add to them. They add to them for man-made power and many other motives and things they have in mind to do. But they're breaking the guidelines and instructions by adding to them because it says not to add, but keep the ones that are there. So then you have all these people following something that isn't even scripture to begin with and struggling with it. And running into issues and doing a whole bunch of things that are wrong. But our Creator does his desire to save us. So he sends a whole bunch of people to let everyone know the Messiah is coming. And then Messiah comes and he sends a whole bunch of people to let him know this is Messiah. And then Messiah is gone and he sends a whole bunch of people to say that was Messiah. And still, many people refuse to believe. After all the miracles and after all the acts, just like the children were stuck in the desert for 40 years. Disobeying and ignoring and complaining about all the amazing miracles that our Creator did. Today you have the same thing going on with a whole bunch of so-called believers completely disobeying, ignoring, and living against what our Creator tells us to do. And this is one of the reasons why we are suffering so much today. Because that is the consequence of living in sin, suffering. Now, there are righteous reasons to suffer, folks. It says in the scriptures that, you know, Yeshua suffered for righteousness and we should suffer righteousness just like he did. But that suffering isn't the suffering that is a result of our own sin. That's something different. We need a repentive heart for our life and what we've did, and we need to change it around. So you have a whole bunch of people saying, well, we're not Jewish or we're not even Israel, so why do we have to follow the guidelines and instructions? Every single person that confesses Yeshua as their Messiah is Israel. You have to get that in your head. There's no such thing as being a Gentile believer. Gentile means non-believer. It means heathen. It means the world. When you accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, as Messiah, our Savior, guess what, folks? You have now become part of the commonwealth of Israel. You look at the children when they were stuck in Egypt and they went into slavery in Egypt for so long. When they came out, this was Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they weren't alone. There were a bunch of Egyptians with them. and other foreigners that were with them. And those foreigners knew that if they wanted to leave with Israel and stay with Israel, they too were responsible for the guidelines and instructions if they wanted to stay with Israel, and that's what needed to be done. And just as today, if you consider yourself a believer in Messiah, you now become spiritually Israel, and you need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to stick to His plan, because that's His desire for us. Many people say, show me this in the scriptures. Well, I already told you what Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. But you go on and it says here in Acts, the Council of Acts, you had all the apostles and you had all the people, the believers, trying to discuss who is responsible for keeping these things. And many people miscue the scriptures. And in the Council in Acts, when it says, well, these four things they are responsible for immediately, it would be absurd to think if that's the only four things they were responsible for. Now you're saying murder's okay, and kidnapping's okay, and homosexuality's okay, because it's not mentioned in those four things. No, folks, those four things are a beginning point because of the mercy of our wonderful Creator, because this is new to people, to let them see that they need to get this right. Here's where we're starting, and you continue to study and learn and grow. This is why Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one you call Jesus, got up every single week and he taught in the congregations. This is why Paul and all the other apostles, what they did is they got up and they taught in the streets. They street preached. They got the message out. They evangelized. They told people what they're doing and how they're living is wrong. They told people who they're following and who they're idolizing is wrong. They need only one, Yeshua, Messiah, and that's all we need. But if we really accept him, what are we going to start doing? Are we going to change our ways from before we knew him? Are we going to change our ways from when we were deceived by the church to make an excuse to live in sin, which many people do today? And you might say, no way, that's not me. I don't live in sin. And I certainly don't make an excuse when I do. Well, if you truly have a repentant heart, you wouldn't keep doing the same thing over and over again. We are not perfect. We all make mistakes. But the problem is, do we enjoy those mistakes or do we repent for those mistakes? That is the key right there. And that is how to check our heart and know that even if we mess up, even if we did something against his guidelines and instructions, which according to the scripture is called sin, how do we feel about it? Could we care less? Could we make an excuse? Can we say, well, that's the Old Testament, now this is new? Can we say that, well, our Creator did away with those, and now there's something new that he gave us? Well, I don't find that in my scriptures, folks. And you wouldn't either if you read your scriptures and stop taking some people's words for it. No, he didn't change. He renewed, he restored, and he said, this is what you need to follow. This is how you need to live. So you accept Yeshua as Messiah. You say a couple of words, and then you go back to doing the same things you were doing. The real question comes down to everybody, and what everybody needs is to ask yourself the question, what is sin? Just ask yourself that question. What is sin? And when you go to the scripture and it says that sin is transgression of the law. Sin is transgression of the law. What law are they talking about, folks? Well, I'll tell you, when it says in Timothy that all scripture is profitable for man, guess what? There was no New Testament at that time. And when it says sin is transgression of the law, there was no New Testament. The law they were talking about is a mistranslation. What it says is the Torah. Sin is transgression of the Torah. Sin is living against the foundation that our Creator gave us in the guidelines and instructions and His will for us and how we are to live our lives. That's what it is. And now you ask yourself, do you love sin or do you hate sin? And you need to ask yourself, it says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to him it is sin. And we all agree following our Creator is a good thing. So if we live against what he says to do or how he tells to live, is it really a good thing or is it an issue? Do we have an issue? So we need to change. We need to get it right because there's so many people today that are being led astray and doing things that shouldn't be done and trying to justify it in their own minds, not leaning on a Creator's understanding. It says, my commandments will not be burdensome for us. It will not be burdensome. It might not be easy, but it will not be burdensome. Every single person has the opportunity to have a repentive heart and not to be perfect, but to be repentive and perfect in our repentance. To realize like we messed up and we got to do better next time and not make a practice out of sin. We need to love him more than we love our sin. And that's the problem. Many people love their sin more than they love him. Just think about that. Think about what your desire is. When you get up in the morning, do you follow your fleshly desires, not even questioning if they go against the world's way, against our Creator's ways? Or do you sit down, do you read the Word? Do you desire to find out what He wants us to do and how He wants us to live? And if you figured out something, do you continue to look for something else and something new and more things? Or do you just say, well, I got that and I'm done. I'm not going to read my Bible again until I go to my Sunday church, or until I go for a holiday or something else. And then we run into the same trap. You know, I ask you to study your history, folks. Study where things came from, and then maybe you can understand where we're heading. Because the majority of things discussed in the church today are not in the Bible, and you have a choice. And just like it says in the scriptures, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. Well, basically, today I'm presenting to you the Bible, the word of our Creator, or the man-made system of the church and Christianity, or the man-made system of Judaism, or the man-made system of anything. So you have our Creator's guidelines and instruction in His words versus the world's ways. So today you have a choice between life or death. It's about a spiritual life versus a spiritual death. It's about an eternity. It's about where you want to spend eternity. It's about what you're doing while you're here. When the scriptures say, tell the world about me. When the scriptures say, go and make disciples. Are you doing that? Or do you know the figures in a movie in Hollywood? Then you know the figures better than in the scriptures. Do you know the word of a secular song better than you know the words in the scriptures? Then you got to see, where is your heart? I know people that'll go out in the middle of a football stadium in 0 degrees weather with no shirt on and paint on their body. That's discipline. That's dedication. But it's to the wrong thing. Nobody tell me that they're not disciplined. We're all disciplined for what they love. And if you love our Creator, you will follow His words and people will notice. When people start calling you a legalist or something because you're following the guidelines so closely, take that as a compliment, folks. But always know, it's not by works, it's by the blood of our wonderful Creator. And that's why we do it. Because He set us free from death row. And every single thing I'm saying here is not about something we do to get something. It's about something somebody did for us and gave us something. And we need to appreciate that. And we need to love mercy. We need to love a fellow man, and to love them is to tell them the truth. And to be honest with ourselves is to tell us the truth, that we are evil in our hearts. And that's the way we're born, but we can change. We have an opportunity to change. It's a decision. And I suggest you not make a decision while you're emotional. I suggest you sit down and you pray to our wonderful Creator in an unemotional state before things go, you're not led by your emotions. And then as you're asking Him and speaking to Him, you can become emotional and be filled with joy, be filled with repentance, be filled with sorrow, or whatever emotion you have. But you come to Him and you ask Him to open your heart and show you. To show you that Yeshua died for Him. To show you that there's more than that. That it doesn't end there. That was the beginning, to show you what you should be doing and how you should be living according to His word. But you're the one that actually has to open up the Bible physically. And you're the one that I have to sit down and read. And where do you put your time to? Do you put your time to the scriptures? Do you put your time to conversations and discussions about the Bible? Or do you put your time to the worldly things? And are your conversations guided by the things of this world? And the people you surround yourself with, are they people that are also interested in the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Are they people that confess Yeshua, the Messiah, as the Savior, just like so many other people have done before? Do you desire to hang out with people like that? Or do you desire to hang out with people that are sinners living in the world, enjoying their sin, practicing their sin? See, you have a choice. And it says in the scriptures, a person is known by their fruit. A person is known by their fruit. And you want to make sure that you're following the path of our Creator. Because that's the only way. I'll tell you this. I know many people, and I've been around many places. But the one thing I know for sure, that our Creator is smarter than we are. And I trust His plan is better for me than my plan for me. Or anyone else's plan for me. And the world is trying to make a plan for everyone, but our Creator has a plan from the beginning of time. It hasn't changed, and it's easy. It says it will not be burdensome, and He's given it to us, and He's told us how to do, what to live, and how to do it. And as the world today goes against that, you don't have to be part of the world. You could take that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate that is Yahshua, the one they call Jesus. And you could make that choice. And I advise you to consider and seriously make that choice. Whether you've said you call yourself a Christian or you said you've said the words of salvation in Yeshua, that doesn't matter if you're not living the way He said to live or desiring to live the way He said to live. It's more than just about living in love. No, it's about living in truth. Living in truth. If you love Him, you will keep His guidelines and instructions. And His guidelines and instructions are not dumbed down to two guidelines and instructions. His guidelines and instructions He gave us for us, and He knows every single one of us. He says He formed us in the womb, and He knows every single hair on our head. He knows what's right or wrong, and He knows what's best for every single one of us. And we need to continually be in prayer with Him and seek what He desires for us and not our own will, if we truly want to receive, as He calls it, a more excellent way. And I am telling you, from personal experience and from meeting many other people out there, there is a more excellent way. You do not need to be stuck in your same sorrows and miseries that the world brings on us. The worry and the fear of the world, the fear of the unknown, the fear of all these things. The world is living in fear. But when you have a love for our Creator, that goes away. Because we know we will be blessed by His word. And folks, I am telling you, there is a more excellent way, and that's way beyond just going to a church one day a week, and that's way beyond just telling people you love them. No, there's a more excellent way in what we can do, and there's a more excellent way and result in the consequences we get in return. So I desire and plead with you to consider what I'm saying. Start reading the true foundation of the scriptures, and then go all the way through and read them all. And if you've never read the Bible, you definitely need to read the words of our Creator. And not in your spare time. You need to make the time to do that. And pray to Him. To ask Him to show you. To open up your heart. To open up your eyes. To open up your ears. So you can see. You can hear. You can taste. You can feel His truth. His word. His Rahadah Kodesh. His spirit. That's what we want to feel. And that's what we want to understand. And I welcome you to contact me with questions or comments or anything you might have, whether you're hearing this on a radio station or over the internet somewhere. Just post them below, or you can call the phone number that's given out at the end of the program. But folks, time is running out. But you have time right now because you're still alive and you're still here. The past doesn't matter. What matters is what you do from this moment on. Remember, to know good and not do it, to Him it is sin. And I believe I've just explained to you what good is. Until then, everybody, I'll be back next week. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit www.TorahLifeMinistries.org. Or you can contact Torah Life Ministries by phone at 561-283-1707. That's 561-283-1707.
Learn of Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world.